The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 615, The World Needs More Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up some of the great stuff they've got over there. Some things you'll probably enjoy are the 60 Years of Mayberry, a celebration of the Andy Griffith Show. It's a book edited by Randy Turner, but with all kinds of folks who contributed. Dixie Griffith, George Lindsay Jr., lots of folks. Head over there and check that out, because that's a lot of fun. And we also got in some new T-shirts. So there are new Loaded Goat T-shirts. The Loaded Goat long-sleeve T-shirts, great for winter. Head over to the Weavers Department Store and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. And I want to thank them for their support. The executive producer of episode number 615, they are Bob and Pat Mundy. So thank you, Bob and Pat. They're patrons over at Patreon that help keep this podcast going. And thank you for being here in Mayberry. The title of the episode tonight is The World Needs More Mayberry. Back when I first started the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. I mean, this was ages ago. One of the reasons I actually kind of got started was because of just all the stuff that was going along in the world. And we've created this internet group of Andy Griffith Show fans on, it was a network called Prodigy. And it all happened during the original Gulf War, back in the very early 90s is when it all got started. And I tell you what, January of 91 is when the aerial attacks started back during Operation Desert Storm, the bombardment of Iraq. And I tell you, the world was just an unusual place at the time. It was unusual. It was nervous. You were scared. Things just weren't good. So what did we do? We created this Andy Griffith Show group, and we started spending time together with friends there in Mayberry. And I think that's what the world needs more of now. We need to spend more time away from the news and away from everything, really, except family, friends. And that is Mayberry, isn't it? That's what the world needs. And so I think that's where we really need to start trying to focus. Back in those days, it was the internet was brand new. Nobody knew anything about it. We were struggling to figure out how to talk to each other, and we did it. There was a time that I was offline there for a little while back in about 93 for about 6 months. And then luckily an email, I saw a copy of the original newsletter that was paper that was put out by the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And it had a note in there from a guy named Kevin Johnson and Jack Fellinger, requesting that folks send them an email to be able to talk about the Andy Griffith Show. Well, I sent an email right away back to those guys because I had so much enjoyed being part of what was going on the old Prodigy computer network that Sears department stores owned. And I tell you what, that note in the e-bullet resulted in the Who's Messed Up the Bulletin Board chapter expanding from being just on that little Prodigy network to being all over the internet. And that Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter led to the imayberry.com website, which led to all these other amazing things that I've been able to do connected with the Andy Griffith Show all these years. I tell you, that was all just because I was using Mayberry or the Andy Griffith Show as a little bit of an escape from just all the stress and pressures of work and daily life. And I think that's something we can all use. I really do. So there's a lot of weird things going on right now. And I don't think it's not new, because looking back in 1991, there were a lot of weird things going on. And you needed just a little bit of time to be able to step back and relax, decompress, and let the Andy Griffith Show just come in and make you smile and help your heart. And I think we're in that same similar position right now, and almost always, that it's just a good idea to step away and look at things from a different perspective. And that's often easier after you've sat back, you watch an episode of the Andy Griffith Show, and just let the fun happen for you. Just makes your day a little bit better. And I definitely want to encourage that. Now, as part of that, there's things out on the internet you may not be aware of. Now, I don't know how many of you know about, we all know about Facebook, because everybody has Facebook and stuff now. But do you know about the iMayberry community? So the iMayberry community is run by Keith Brown, who's Colonel Harvey, one of the tribute artists. And basically, I started this, and Keith reminded me, it was just over 9 years ago, back about January 4th, 2012. Wow, is that right? 2012? Yeah, I think that's right. 9 years ago that we started the iMayberry community. And it's grown, and things have changed over there, and things have moved around. But it is basically a community of just Mayberry folks. You know, you've got Facebook, and you have Facebook groups where you have groups of people that are Andy Griffith Show fans. And not knocking any of our Mayberry groups on Facebook, but there are a lot of people that are or members of some of the groups that don't know anything about Andy Griffith Show. I mean, not knocking them. I'm glad they're there. I'm glad they're enjoying it. And they need this just as much as anybody. But this iMayberryCommunity.com is a website that's kind of like Facebook, because you can have friends, you can visit, you can go to a forum, but it's all Andy Griffith Show. That's all it is. There's nothing else there. It's all Andy Griffith Show related. So if you want to be able to really escape from all the social media stuff and not get pegged all the time for, you know, ads and everything else that happened to you, head over to iMayberry Community and check it out, because there's a lot there. There are forums. There's a forum there where people have things like, there's a topic called, "Have you ever noticed?" And they go through things that you may or may not have ever noticed on the Andy Griffith Show. They have sightings of folks from Mayberry. Just recently, Ralph Campbell, Otis's brother, he showed up on a show called Mannix. Some of you may or not know that, but he was a bad guy on Mannix. And they brought that up, and they even did some screenshots of it, so you can actually see them. There's all kinds of stuff that shows up over there with Gomer Pyle as well, because that's Mayberry. That's still Mayberry. And I definitely want to encourage you to head over to iMayberry.com, and you can get the link from it. It's right there. If you can't remember iMayberry Community, if you just go to iMayberry.com and scroll down a little bit, the iMayberry Community is linked right there. There's been a lot of conversations going on about Nice Dress Nelly, and we keep finding out more information about her. And I'll probably talk about that in another episode. I don't think I have that printed right here in front of me. But we have confirmed who she was, and because her name is actually in Jim Clark's book. So we have a call sheet with her name on it. So we have confirmed it for sure. Miss Marvel, Marvell is her last name. It's not Marvel. I think it was Marvell, because that's how Bruce kept saying it, Marvell. So that was her last name. And indeed, she was on the, there's a whole topic about it there on the iMayberry community, where they were going through and discovering information about her and finding her. And they found out all about her, and eventually were able to run down completely who she really was. There is a book called Mayberry Memories. And in that book, it's by Jim Clark and Ken Beck. You can find Marvel Lawrence as a stand-in. She's listed in that book. So Marvel Lawrence. So Marvel was her first name. I'm sorry, I said it was her last. Marvel Lawrence was her name. She is a stand-in, and she's listed on the call sheet. So we found out all kinds of good about her. So there you go. So you can definitely head over to iMayberry Community and check it out. All right. Let's see. What else is going on? We've had a lot of fun over on that iMayberry Community over the years. And one of the things I wanted to bring up and kind of tell you a little bit about was that there's some blogs over there. And I got to tell you that Colonel Harvey, for years, used to write posts on there about with just reflections about the Andy Griffith Show and how it had infected his life and how he had gone through things. And they're definitely worth heading over and checking out and reading because, wow, he talks about how fortunate he was just being a part of the Andy Griffith Show and being a part of Mayberry. And well, let me just read a little bit of one of them to you that he had written. He said, I want to reflect on what it means to appreciate this good fortune. Now, what he's talking about is Mayberry Days 2016, he got to go and he started portraying Colonel Harvey. He's been doing that and he counted himself fortunate. He said, I want to reflect on what I think it means to appreciate this good fortune. Spending time with my tribute artist friends, he talked about. I appreciate the time spent with them, interacting with the many wonderful Mayberry fans. We visit a good bit, eat meals together often, and work on and off stage, and hopefully bring a little joy to folks as we recreate memories from the Andy Griffith Show. And there's an abundance of love and respect for each other. I appreciate the wonderful people whom I've met at all these events, as well as the tireless efforts of the organizers. I've been able to forge new friendships that I will cherish forever. I've become friends through social media venues and now have a bond with people that come into my life as we get to say hello and shake hands or hug each other's necks when we meet at Mayberry events. I appreciate my good fortune when I meet so many of the real stars from the Andy Griffith Show. I think at last count, I had met about 25, is what Keith said, of the folks that have either appeared on the show or worked on the set as directors or producers and the like. I appreciate how fortunate I am to have a wife and a family that not only love the show, but put up with my somewhat elevated enthusiasm about the whole Mayberry experience. My family, along with some great friends, are either super supportive or super tolerant. Either way, I am fortunate. With none of us being guaranteed tomorrow, I, for one, want all of us to reflect on how fortunate we are to have experienced watching the Andy Griffith Show, to have encountered Mayberry stars at events, if you've been able to have made new long-lasting friendships all along the way, to have enjoyed wholesome fun with a right moral compass in the values taught by the show, and to have had a chance to travel and see places with our families. In my reflection on how fortunate I've been with my Mayberry ventures, I don't ever want to lose sight of the blessings and certainly I don't want to allow the normalcy of life to make me numb to the wonderful blessings in life. No matter if it's Mayberry or another passion you have, stop and realize your own good fortune. So for the friends and fun and laughs and the joy it brings us, I say to you, I am Mayberry fortunate. How about you? And that was from Keith Brown, Colonel Harvey. And I have to say that is so true. I've been doing this since the early 90s, and I have met and become friends with people all over the country, really, and have been fortunate enough to meet so many of you in actual in person and get to know you. I just lost one of the two men I spoke about earlier that actually kicked off getting us started back into the newsletter and get everything going. Jack Fellinger was a friend that I only met maybe twice, but he was a Mayberry friend and he was true all the way to the end. And I'm going to miss him a lot, but man, how fortunate I am to have gotten to get to know him. He lived in Iowa. I live in Alabama. How often do you meet somebody online on the internet from far away, a pen pal back in the old days, I guess it would have been a pen pal, and you actually get to meet them in person and become friends with them and stay in touch for years? I've been so fortunate. The Andy Griffith Show has blessed me. God's blessed me through it. And I just got to tell you, it has changed my life. And I know that's kind of drastic and maybe over enthusiastic, as Keith said, but there are so many people I've met. There's folks in the chat room tonight as I'm recording this that I've been fortunate enough to meet in person, and now they're friends. So it's amazing, this show that's 60 plus years old still has that kind of impact that draws people together. There are so many things in the world that kind of tear us apart. This is one thing I think that we can all agree on, is that the Andy Griffith Show can really bring us together. You know, quit talking about all those other things that keep making everybody mad at each other and ask them what they think of Barney. Now, if they don't like Barney or, you know, Floyd, you know, then, well, I might have a problem. But very few people have that problem. So I think the world could use more Mayberry. And I know that's what we, you and I, agree that that's true. And we want to get that out there and get people focused on what's really important. Family, friends, and our relationships. Those are the things that are really important and that will stand the test of time. So I encourage you, head over to iMayberry Community if you'd like to, and join up and be a part of the community there and visit and have a safe place to go and not be worried about having to deal with everything else. You know, we'll make sure that doesn't happen. We'll take care of that. So I'm inviting you over there to that little corner of Mayberry where you can just, if you're worried about things happening on social media or on the internet as a whole, just visit over at Mayberry. And it'll be our little corner, our little island of good feelings, good friends, and we can sit around and visit. Okay. All right. Well, that's a soapbox and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, I guess, but it is, it's a real blessing to be able to do a lot of these things. So, we're going to hear from Randy Turner. I have a little update about Maggie Peterson following that. So let's go ahead and hear from Randy and then stick around to hear about Maggie.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Some casual Mayberry fans refuse to watch most color episodes, but even those enjoy the episodes in which Don Knotts returns as a guest star. The first time that happened was on January the 10th, 1966, in The Return of Barney Fife. When The Andy Griffith Show began, Andy Griffith's original plan had been to stay for 5 seasons, a plan which he shared with Don Knotts. Near the end of that time, Knotts obviously began looking for other work. He had filmed the successful family movie, The Incredible Mr. Limpet, for Warner Brothers while on hiatus between seasons 3 and 4. This led to an offer from Universal for Knotts to star in a series of films. We all know that Griffith ended up staying an additional 3 years. He did so because, simply, he felt he could not turn down the large amount of money he was offered. But by that point, Knotts had decided to try his hand at making more movies. It is often misreported, that Knott's had already signed a contract with Universal. He actually had not, but he had verbally committed to doing so, and as I said, he was ready to try new things. It is also sometimes misreported that Griffith and Knott's had a falling out over his leaving the show. While Knott's was apparently interested in staying if he could get a small percentage of ownership of the Andy Griffith Show, his and Griffith's managers dealt with that matter. The two individual men themselves remained the best of friends the rest of their lives. After Knott signed to make movies with Universal, the first film was to be called Running Scared, or at least that was the original title first announced on June the 23rd, 1965 in the Los Angeles Times. But within less than a month, the title was changed to The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, a title inspired by the 1947 film The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. The concept for the film was suggested by Andy Griffith as an expansion of the idea of Knott's character being frightened to be in an abandoned, supposedly haunted house, which had been seen when Barney and Gomer were sent into the Rimshaw house in the October 1963 episode of The Andy Griffith Show, The Haunted House. In the movie, Knott's plays newspaper reporter Luther Heggs, who is assigned to spend the night in the seemingly haunted Simmons Mansion. The movie script is credited to longtime Mayberry writers Jim Fritzell and Everett Greenbaum, who, after writing Quiet Sam in Season 1, wrote 28 of the 96 episodes that made up Seasons 3 through 5, or nearly 30% of those seasons. But when they got into a bind with aspects of the movie script, Andy Griffith himself spent a week contributing to it, though he was not credited as a writer. The Ghost of Mr. Chicken was directed by Alan Rafkin, who directed 27 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, and the cast included roles and cameos galore of actors who appeared in Mayberry, including Lorene Tuttle, Burt Mustin, Hope Summers, Rita Shaw, Charles Lane, and others, and Hal Smith as a character that could easily have been Otis. And off-screen, the repeated shouts of "Attaboy, Luther!" were supplied by screenwriter Greenbaum. The movie is said to have one of the largest collections of character actors gathered for a single film. While the official release date of The Ghost of Mr. Chicken was in May 1966, the movie had actually had a number of pre-release screenings. It opened in New Orleans on January the 20th, 1966, and was then shown in select southern cities. While Don Knotts was not involved in an advance publicity tour, co-stars Joan Staley and Dick Sargent visited New Orleans, followed by Baton Rouge, Shreveport, and Mobile in Alabama, and then Pensacola, Florida. By the time the comedy opened in Los Angeles on April the 6th, it was already considered a hit in the South. And even though it officially premiered in May, it had another later opening in New York on September the 18th. Just like all of Don Knotts' films for Universal, the budget was kept low. The Ghost of Mr. Chicken was shot for well under $700,000 and was an enormous hit. By the way, the Simmons Mansion is visible in a film based on a popular comedy horror series. In the opening credits of the theatrical film Munsters Go Home, it can be seen next door to the Munsters Mansion, though the fence is missing. The two mansions stood side by side on the Universal lot. And Munsters Go Home was directed by Earl Bellamy, who directed 7 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, including The Haunted House. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take care of yourself, watch out for one another, and take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy, for a reminder about The Haunted House and the Ghost of Mr. Chicken. If you want to make sure that you don't miss out on anything that Randy's doing online related to Mayberry, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. An email. Send him an email. I'm making that one word. Send him an email. Send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. www.mayberryhistory.com. Thank you again, Randy. I really appreciate all you do. Folks, I got an update for you from Maggie Peterson. Now, you may remember that there is a GoFundMe campaign for Maggie because she has been, under the weather, ill. She's been recovering. So that is still underway. They can still use it. There's a link in our show notes. Now, here's an update we got just today. This is on the 11th of January, 2021, from her nephew. Said, "Dear friends and family, we wanted to let you know that Maggie and Gus have tested positive for COVID-19. Maggie has been experiencing significant symptoms and was hospitalized last Thursday. That was the 7th of January. She is receiving antiviral treatments and is responding, but still feels terrible and will likely remain hospitalized for a few more days. After this, she will need to return to the rehab hospital to regain her strength before heading home. One bright bit of news is that she did not have a fever today. We will update you about her condition as soon as it changes. Please keep Maggie in your prayers, and thank you for your support." So I definitely encourage you, if you're able, to head over to the GoFundMe campaign to donate to Maggie. That would be helpful to her. Just the other day was her birthday, the 10th of January. She turned 79. And you may enjoy going back and listening to episode number 573 and 574 of Two Chairs. That's Maggie Peterson interview part one and part two. You might enjoy heading over there and, reliving that interview that we did just back in March of last year. So that would be fun for you to listen to. And you can always head over to her GoFundMe campaign and give a donation. The link is in our show notes. So definitely go and check that out. I also had a link that I created that was a little easier to remember for Maggie. Let's see, where is it? It's bit.ly/Maggie Peterson. That'll take you to that GoFundMe campaign. So if you go to bit.ly/Maggie Peterson, it'll take you directly to that GoFundMe campaign. Or you can just head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and look at the show notes on any of the recent episodes since last year, since probably around March of last year. And you'll be able to just click the link down there for her GoFundMe if you'd like to do that. Friends, I want to thank you for visiting with me here in Mayberry. I don't think there was anything else I was supposed to have told you about tonight. I'm looking at my notes. I don't think so. But I am always glad to spend time with you here in Mayberry and just enjoy just the fellowship that we get to have. I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I would love to hear from you. It's just always fun to just hear back from you about what you're thinking, how the show's going. Do I ramble on and talk way too much? Well, yes is the answer, but I tell you, I love the show, and I appreciate you guys. We're all fans, and I'm just so fortunate to have gotten to know so many of you. So thank you for being here with me, and we'll see you next week right here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.